So today we are going to be doing Chazara on Sigas 27 and 28, Kulan ki avos l'shalami meitav, and Chiyuv, and sorry, Mathik is hektish. Those are the two for today. So let us get started. Again, we're still licked in the list of Rav Chiya and Rav Yoshia, and so the Gemara notes that there are no, we call these avos. What does it mean we call these avos? Generally, when we call something an av, it means there's a toldo. So the Gemara says, there are very few toldos to the avos that are on the list. Aye, so then the Gemara says, what is so important that they're called avos? We say, kulan ki avos l'shalami meitav. They're all considered avos and that they have to pay me meitav from the best. So, okay, I understand why Shane Varegel, the Gemara, explicit. You have to pay me meitav. But what about everything else? How do you know you have to pay me meitav? So the Gemara says, every single case they quote has the words kesef, tachas nesina, yishalim kesef. Those are the four that we have. So Rashi goes through every case and looks for those four words, kesef, nesina, yishalim kesef, except he runs into a brick wall when it comes to Adam Zoman. The question is, where do any of those words come up by Adam Zoman? So Rashi says, oh, really? When it says nefesh bin nefesh, that means nefesh tachas nefesh. And so there might be some precedent for that idea that even though it's not a perfect gezer shava, you could still learn more from the other. As Gordon Shear from the Parshas Mitzora, v'shava kohen u'ba'a kohen, right? Goes and comes with a lot of dinim from when the kohen goes in to when the kohen leaves. But still, to say that there's a word missing and there's an extra word was not necessarily the path we wanted to go down. So we quoted Tosafot in Peretz, bothered by the same thing, and he says, losacho esenecha by boshes, losacho esenecha by edim zomin. So really, it's learned out from boshes. We said, but tachas and sinni shalim kesef doesn't include losacho esenecha. So also, not ideal. Tosafot says, the same word but the opposite. He says, edim zomin to boshes and learned out from the other. Same idea as Tosafot in Peretz. But again, mehechatesi that losacho esenecha is on the list of tachas nesina yishalim kesef. Then there is a quoted b'shem the Riva, b'shem the Ravid, a couple of different people say edim zomim. Why they pay meitav? It's because most tashlumin in the Torah have to be paid meitav. It's a din not in edim zomim, but it's a din in the payments of edim zomim. Whatever you try to cause, not even the amount, the type of payment you try to cause, that's what gets put back on you. We quoted b'shem Rav Elchanan earlier in the year, which Rabbi noted that it's a very similar idea. When you are an Eid Zomim, it's not like a punishment. It's literally the same Tashlumin, which goes straight from you, from the litigant, back onto the Eidim. That was the idea we quoted with Shem Rav Elchanan. So those are the three different ways. We have what were the words? Losachos Enacha, or we have Kasher Zomim. Those are really the two different options, two different ways, or Nefesh Nefesh going to Rashi. Those are the three different ways we saw. Maybe Edom Zomim can fit into this list, even though it doesn't have the words Kesef, Tach, Nesine, Shalom, Kesef. But then we spoke about paying me Meitav. Right, so the Gemara, Nehemshech, wants to know whether or not Shor, Shemazik, and Adam should be a totally separate category. If you should have to pay, like the Gemara should have listed it. So the Gemara concludes it's not on the list. Why? Because it only pays me Gufo. Right? That's why it's not on the list of the others. The question is, what was so bad about Gufo that it couldn't be on the list? So comes Rashi and says, since it's possible you only pay 50% of the damage, if the animal's not worth that much, you don't pay full damages, so therefore it's not on the list. Aye, but there's still times that you pay 100%, fine. So Tosfos comes and says, no, it's not a din in Guf and paying 50%, it's a din because you don't pay Meitav. And that's why it says, me Gufo, that's a code for not paying Meitav. But the question is, what caused Tosfos to want to say this? To understand how Tosfos got there, we have to learn a little bit about the Hilchos of Meitav. So similar to steer in the Gemara, steer in Psukim by Tashlumin. On the one hand, it sounds like Subin, flax, the lowest of the low, is considered Meitav. Any type of metalvalent is Meitav. The other Psukim would sound like, no, you can pay with Karka and you can pay with cash. You can pay with the best Karka, pay with cash. Metalvalent's not on the list. So we quoted this Machlokes between Rav Papa and Rav Huna. So which one is it? So the question is, which way do we paskin? Because according to Tosfos, who just said that since it's Migufo, it's not Meitav, wait a minute. Metaltalin is considered Meitav according to one of the Shitos. And that's why it's beautiful that Tosfos paskins and says that Metaltalin isn't considered Meitav. What's considered Meitav is the best land and money. But Metaltalin isn't considered Meitav. Unlike the Rif, who actually paskins that any type of Metaltalin is considered Meitav. And so therefore, Rabbeinu Tam couldn't say it's considered Meitav, because he says that Metaltalin is not considered Meitav, so you pay me Gufo, that's not called Meitav, and that's why I wouldn't be on the list. Which is the last nekuda of the sugya we spoke of, the Rashba on Shein V'ayin. The Rashba had a kasha. Why isn't Shein V'ayin on the list? Right? Someone knocks out the tooth of their slave, knocks out the eye of their slave, so he goes free. So the Rashba says, this should be on the list. So there's a lot to unpack here. Right? The Rashba answers, because they're on the list, it's already Nezek Shani, but there's a lot to unpack just from the kasha of the Rashba. Because clearly what emerges from the Rashba is, on the one hand, why are you chayiv in this case? What's the punishment, so to speak, of freeing your Eved? The punishment is Nezikin. Petorus Nezikin, you're chayiv. But we quote B'Shem the Rambam, and seemingly the Hagos of the Ramban, on the Sefer HaMitzvos, that the din of freeing your Eved, when you punch him, is not a din Mazikin, it's a din in Hilchos Eved. And therefore, it wouldn't necessarily make sense to get off the ground. When we say Metaltalin, that you have to pay Metaltalin. Why is Metaltalin considered Metav? Because I can go somewhere else and sell it. Even if it's not worth anything here, it's worth something somewhere else. Probably there is, you can't sell an Eved. And so to say it's considered Metaltalin, it's not so shayach, because Metaltalin, you've undercut the whole reason why Metaltalin makes a difference to be considered Metav. And so that, where the Kasha came from is very difficult, and more just, it's like, why is that considered Eved? It's like me burning down my own house. Is that Nezikin? Like, I don't know, it's very difficult to say that. So we just weren't really sure what the Rashba was driving at the Kasha with the Teretz. So just to recap that sugya, which was very short, we said, what does it mean? What's the Gzer Shava? We said, Tachas Nesinei Shalim Kesef. I, Edom Zomer, is not included. Rashi says, Nefesh, Bin Nefesh really means Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh. Tosos, Tosos, Rebbein, Peretz learned either one way from Boshes, or Boshes to Edom Zomer, Edom Zomer to Boshes of Lo Sachos Enecha. Then we had the Rivet, or the Riva, Edom Zomer, Pei Metev, because Kashir Zamam, which makes it a din in Edom Zomen, just like the Rebbe Chana we saw earlier in the year. When you say Mimeitav, what does that mean? Why would Shorshan Azik Zadam not, why would Migufo be a problem? Either because, God bless you, only pay 50%, or because even though you pay 100%, it's not considered Meitav, and that brought us to the Machlok, that had to understand Meitav, which way do we paskin, do we paskin that Metalton are considered Meitav or not? We said, in the end of the day, Tosfos paskin is not, which makes sense why he would say that you can't do it. And then the Rashba quotes one more, right? We said the Rashba about Shein V'ayin, why it's not included. We said, I really don't get it, because A, it's really not, it shouldn't be the Zikin. B, it's like when you, an Eved, you can't sell him, so it shouldn't be Metav, and it's Petorus and Zikin, not Petorus. Eved, a lot of kashas, very few tears on the Rashba, but that was Sugya number 27, Kulon K'avos, L'shalem, Mi Metav. Then Sugya number 28, also a relatively short one, we discussed Mazik as a Hektish, right? The question is, the Gemara says, the Mishnah, Daf Tes, the flip over to Daf Tes finally, to the Mishnah, Daf Tes and Vase. So the Mishnah speaks, says, Dini Mazikin only apply to things that don't have Me'ila. Right? That formulation will become important later on, at the very end of the Sugya. And so, but Me'echatesi, how do we know that if someone's Mazik, we'll just use Hektesh, that you're Pater? So comes Rashi and says, Shorei Uksiv, Re'eyu, and Hektesh is Re'eyu. But the question is, Rashi, Re'ehu is only written by Karen. Mehechatesi, that Karen can be extrapolated out to every other case of Nezikin. So it seems like Rashi got the word from the Gemara on Baba Kama Dafav. It's discussing paying Meitav, and it's kind of uses, like, it kind of flips back and forth between Karen, Meitav, and paying Re'ehu. All those words are used interchangeably, so it just seems fun. It just seems like that's really where Rashi got it from on Dafav and Beis. But then, the question is, how do we understand Mazikin in general? Do we understand Mazikin in general as, there is something called Chalos, like Nezikin, and then there's like different specifics in there, but they share the same categories, or no, there's like separate Mazikin. And on a more fundamental level, when we have a Gzer Shava, can we learn out everything from one Gzer Shava from one thing to the other? Or no, there are differences. So Rashi was seemingly taking it, that you're allowed to learn everything you can learn out. But Tosa says the limud can't all cover the Gzer Shava, because there are different limudim, there are different Torah, right? There are certain things by Bor, Pater, Bekalim. There's Eish, which is Taman. There's Ada, which is Chayav Bonus. There's different things that are going on. You can't just say, Karen, this is everything else. It doesn't make any sense. So comes the Sheet and Mikabetz, B'Shem Rabbeinu Shai, and says, L'chora, you're actually Chayav if your Mazik has a Hektish in anything besides for Karen. So textually, that's beautiful. You don't want to talk about Karen, and therefore, but conceptually, it's very difficult to say that, because it sounds like the Gemara sounds like all the other Rishonim don't say that Rabbeinu Shai, quoted in the Sheet and Mikabetz. And so then the question is, though, where does Tosus get it from? where does Tosfos learn out that you're putter if your mazik is a hekdesh in every case? So Tosfos actually says, he says, don't learn it just one-on-one. Learn it from Sada Shav, from a couple different pesukim, right? When it comes to Keren, as we quoted, we have the pasuk of 1, 2, 3, Reyehu. When it comes to Bor, Vabes Yellow, it needs to belong to you. Prat Lipsula Mugdashin, fun, which is we'll speak a lot about moving forward. And then Adam, Kiyochal, right? Which is Prat Lamazik Zahedish. So again, we have these three psukim, which kind of are the like the banner rolls. This is like where it all comes from, these three psukim. But the question is, there's one missing. There are four Nezikin, which is Shane. So the question is, how do we know Shane? That's Mazik Zagdish's brother. Taku good. So Tosfos just says, no, it's all not from Adam. Adam is so Chomer and you're still Potter. So Shane, come on. The question is, why I needed a Pasuk by any other ones then, if I could just learn everything from Adam, it sounds like. But Tosfos says, we have the three psukim, all we're missing is Shane. Not the biggest deal in the world. All we can learn out Shane from Adam. Fine. Then, on the last Nekuda, we took a little bit of a pivot, and we went into Shitas Rashi. Right, Rashi, in Lashon Achrina, just wanted to start talking about Sadeh a little bit. He said, why the Gemara didn't list Sadeh, Stei Hekdesh, of all those things. So Rashi says, there's no such thing as Stei Hekdesh. What? Explain. Stei Cherem only goes to the Kohen, not the Beis Mikdash, right? You say you want to, like, actually, give this, give the Kohen, not the Beis Mikdash. Stei Hekdesh, you're Maktish it. So it goes, then it's redeemed immediately. Beis Mikdash has no value for field, so it's redeemed immediately. And then Rashi says, oh, Taco, maybe you'll say it's before Padilla. So Rashi says that's covered by Ein Me'ilah B'Karkos. So again, the Mishnah did say, anything that doesn't have Me'ilah, you're not Chayav and Hekdesh for. So Rashi is seemingly, we questioned Rashi and said, Rashi, that seems to be a quirk in Hilchos, in Karka, but Me'ilah seems to just be, like, the fundamental thing, like, whether or not there's Me'ilah is because whether or not there's Kiddushah. So there's still a Kiddushah even if there's no Me'ilah. So why all of a sudden did Rashi say, because there's no Me'ilah, there's no Chiyuv? So Rashi says, that the Yam Shal Shlomo said, the Marshal says, Rashi's referring to our Mishnah. He says, when we say it needs to be Chayav and Me'ilah, that's not just like some secondary din. That's like a fundamental din, that there's something missing if you're not Chayav and Me'ilah. That's the Yam Shal Shlomo understood. And we just asked that, Me'ilah is a barometer about whether something's Kadosh. It's not a gorim, it doesn't cause it, it's just a barometer. So other Rishon, I think it's brought down the Merumei Sada, that Rashi is kind of saying Kavachor Me'ilah. If I'm Pater Me'ilah, which is pretty chumerdik, there's a lot of stuff, you have to bring different korbanos, obviously I'm going to be Pater from Nezikim where all I have to pay is Nezik. And so comes these Achorim and say, no, Rashi's bringing Kavachomer. It's Lav Dafki, exactly that, but it's a Kavachomer from Me'ilah. So again, just to recap that sugya, I think that was a new record for Chazar Shir, 15 minutes. Right, we said the only applies to Me'ilah. The question is, how do we know that? So we saw Rashi, who says everything's learned out from Shor Re'ehu. Then we saw Tosos, who said, the Shita Megavetza says, in a Hanami, when we say Re'ehu, that only means Karen, and you're only Chayiv Karen. You're only Chayiv in Karen if your Mazik is a. You're only Pater from Mazik Hekdesh if it's Karen. And then Tosos says, then we learn out from three different Psukim, Re'ehu for Karen, Mesi Elo for Bor, Kiyochal for Adam. And then learn out Shane from Adam because it's so Chamor. Then we say Enim Ilav Karkos. Rashi seems to say that's a Gorim, not just a barometer. And that once something is not Chayev in Me'ilah, that makes a fundamental change in everything else. And you would actually be Pater from paying. And that's why the Mishnah didn't want to list Stei Hekdesh as a Ptor. Thank you for coming. And we will see you all tomorrow.